Journal entry 93. I slept in late. Joshua dropped by to see me. He said he heard through the grapevine that Elisa's mom had returned to Bear Country and that I was having a hard time. I hate the grapevine. All of Bear Country probably thinks I'm off my rocker. Joshua was sweet. He gave me a hug and asked if there was anything he could do for me. I assured him that I would be fine and that I didn't need anything except for diversion to keep my mind off the events from the last couple of days. He invited me out to the Spurs campsite. I told him I would think about it. Marty, Gretchen, and Cecilia are a unique couple. The three of them are rarely seen, but informative. They dropped by shortly after Joshua left. They were on their way to Casey's room. Marty asked for the books back that they had lent me. I forgot I had the child-rearing books. Cecilia thought Casey would have more use of them, and Gretchen agreed. Those three are odd. Helpful at times, but odd. Just a thought, but Gretchen and Cecilia are looking very plump. Those two are eating either very well or... I'm thinking that Marty is a very lucky man. Pete, our local sheriff, also dropped by. He generously offered to leave a guard outside my door, just in case I didn't want to be disturbed. I declined his offer. There is a rumor circulating that I am mentally stressed. A guard outside my door would just make things worse. Matt and Hemi invited me to dinner at the central campus. I took a rain check for another day. They didn't look as if they needed my company. The offer for dinner came between intense moments of PDA. Public displays of affection? I don't think they finished with their honeymoon yet. I think Lost and I will go for a walk. Maddie.